Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all my Real Talk 101 listeners out there. Hi there, this is D Love. And it's truly been an inspiration, guys, to just bring forth some good information to you guys. And I want to make mention, you guys have truly been an inspiration to me as well. How? Just by hanging out with me this morning, having fun, and hopefully just enjoying this real and fresh dialogue, guys, I've been sharing with you. And you know what? It's been real. So, you know, guys, after listening to a program on a Christian station, I just felt led to do a segment on hate, you know, and how and why it seems to become more and more prevalent in our world today. You know, it was really strange because, you know, this guy, he was on this program and he was just talking about his book. And I will share this with you guys on the next segment because this is some real deep stuff we're dealing with right now. You know, but as he was talking about just the whole breakdown of the America culture and how he actually just pretty much surveyed this information. I mean, it's pretty deep. You guys got to hang with me. You got to stay with me on this. And it's going to help you to just kind of look from within and see exactly, you know. Are you naughty by nature? You know why? Because we are all naughty by nature. We are haters by nature. You know what? The Bible says in Psalm 51:15 that we were conceived in iniquity. You know? So ultimately, it just seems like we were doomed from the start, right? It just seems like, you know, we just did not have a chance at all, you know, but the thing is this. The majority of us all know that all humankind has been affected by some form of hate, whether that be directly or indirectly, right? Because we're all naughty by nature. We're naughty by nature. And we will continue to be affected until the second coming of Christ by some form of hate, you know? But the real question is this. Is there a way out? And can humankind be completely transformed and delivered from this innate desire to hate or rebel rather than love naturally? You know, and guys, I'm telling you, when I share this book with you guys in the next segment and how this guy just pretty much went through and surveyed the growing and just chaos in America, in our nation, and he actually documented all of this activity in his book. It was just a real eye opener for me. You know, I mean, my eyes were already open, but it was really an eye opener for me. And again, which led me to just kind of just focus on this word we call hate. You know, I can remember my uncle saying years ago, he's dead and gone now, and bless his soul, but he would always say, honey, I'd be like, I hate such and such, or I hate, he said, you know, honey, that is a strong word, never use that word, that is a strong word, never use that word toward anyone. decide, okay, well, I hate food. You know, you got certain foods you just don't like, you know. He said, that's okay. You can use it toward a thing, you know, but not toward someone. And I'm thinking, well, shoot, you know, someone and something is synonymous. But anyway, I got his point, right? So, but my question is this. Is there a way out, and can humankind be completely transformed and delivered from this innate desire to hate? You know, I say absolutely. We all know the story of our Savior and how we've been redeemed from the hands of the enemy. We've been redeemed. So our blueprint is to seek the Trinity for deliverance. I'll be the first to admit, I could never do this on my own. I do believe that we are a product of our environment. So if we were nurtured in hate, or we were not loved growing up as a child, or never received loved, or maybe didn't feel loved, that's all we know. That's understandable sometimes. So, you know, I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, the Bible says that we were shaped in iniquity. We were conceived in iniquity. So it's inevitable. It's the inevitable truth. The only way that we can overcome hate, harboring hate in our heart, is to continue to trust God. And I believe that it can happen, but we have to seek Him. Because, again, you know, now that word hate is a broad subject because, you know, as the Bible says, sometimes we, unknowns to us, we don't even recognize that we harbor hate in our heart, you know. We really, sometimes He says in the Word that we really don't even, you know, we don't understand. We know it's there, but sometimes we're our own worst critic, right? Sometimes, or better yet, what I meant to say is this, is that sometimes we don't always see the error of our ways. But I like what He says in Ephesians 2 and 3 about, among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our own flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh, the mind, and we're by nature children of wrath. By nature. So it's in us. But how do we deal with that? I mean, we look at the ISIS group, you know, they're notorious for spreading hatred, beheading people and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, you have those snipers, just people out there that's committing acts of hate. Or what about in our own neighborhoods, you know, where we see people just, to me, you know, hate is a strong word, and again, we're creatures of hate. It's an innate characteristics that we, as the Bible says in Ephesians, we were born with. So it's really interesting to just kind of dissect this. But I know I can never do this on my own because guess what, guys? You know this. When you've been wounded, if you're a real soldier, your first inclination is to war back. But the Bible teaches the discipline of how to war. How do we do that? He says, through perfect love. Through perfect love. How do we do that? How do we love so perfectly? We can't on our own. How do we love those that hate us? We really can't on our own. We can't do this. So basically, it's like, what do we do? What do? We have to pray. We have to ask God to come into our lives, to help us, give us what we need to love those that are unlovable. Because, again, we are, you know, we're haters by nature. We're hater by natures. So it's like, what do? You pray. And so basically, you know, guys, I like that thing, that verse in 1 John 4 and 8. And what does it say? There is no fear in love, But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So, you know, I believe this is why we've been instructed to love one another in an agape manner. You know, because really, truly, God knew that, I mean, as the word said, that we were shaped and born, conceived in iniquity. So, I mean, I had to learn this thing. I could never understand why people were so mean growing up. You know, thank God I'm older now, and I can certainly see and understand life for what it really is. But the interesting thing, guys, when we dissect this thing called hate, I mean, we know that hate is a very strong feeling of dislike. It's an emotion, an intense hostility, generally deriving from, again, as the Bible said, from fear, anger, jealousy, envy, or some sense of injury that maybe, you know, it can stem from, like I said, directly or indirectly. But, I mean, people can just look at you and not like you because you're either too pretty or you can be too raggedy. It doesn't matter. Some people you just have no control over. You just have to have control over yourself. But the interesting thing, because I thought I was the only one that just had this big thing about love, you know, this thing about why can't people just be respectful toward one another? Why can't people just love one another? Well, obviously, the simple truth is this. We were shaped in iniquity. We were born in conceived into iniquity. So it's just inevitable. It's the inevitable truth, you know. But as the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, right? The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So, you know, guys, as I was getting back to this program, It was just so phenomenal, because basically this guy was just saying, you know what, there's so much going on out here. He was pretty much just depicting our culture as a whole and just seeing it through the lens of, you know, someone who's just lived life and like, wait a minute, I've never seen anything like this before, this growing phenomenon of a deterioration of America, of our culture, of our kids, of our whole society. And it's just like, is it rooted in hate? Is this really rooted in hate? So basically, I just want to help you guys maybe just kind of look inside, you know, help you measure yourself and just kind of ask yourself, am I a lover or a hater? Am I truly a lover or a hater? You know, because we know that hate, again, stems from some sort of antipathy, you know, and we all have antipathies in our lives, right? We have those emotions. We have those dislikes. And sometimes one thing about antipathies is that they're very, very deceitful, very, very deceitful. You never know. Even the Bible says, what did he say? You never know what's in the heart of man. I think that's somewhere in Jeremiah. He talks about how the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? That's what the Bible says. That's what it says in the Word. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Whoa, that is so deep. That is so deep. That is just like, that just cuts to the core, because really, truly, our heart definitely speaks volume about who we are. Our heart definitely characterizes who we are as a person, you know? Or, you know, do we have a hateful heart when we look at someone? Are we jealous? Do we feel like that person think they're better than we are because they choose not to associate with certain groups, you know? I mean, there's so many different ways and forms of hating, you know. Some are a little bit more extreme than others. But, well, just like the ISIS group. I mean, that, oh, my God, that group, I'm telling you, it's like that is just totally, I mean, well, that whole regime as a whole, you know, and we see so much going on, and you say, wow, how can someone just beat up a 2-month-old child? How can someone just do this? You know why? Because they're hater by nature. They're haters by nature. That's the inevitable truth. And the unfortunate thing about it is this. The Bible tells us this. It pretty much implies, especially in Jeremiah, that verse I was just telling you about, it is as if it's an incurable disease. Unless steps are taken to be healed from this evil emotion, if you will. But the inevitable truth is that the heart of mankind is wicked by nature, as the Bible states. You know, it's false, it's deceitful above all things. Hey, I didn't say it, guys. Don't stone the messenger. That's all I'm saying. It is what it is. So I think, and I do believe, matter of fact, I want to say I believe, not think, that this is why God instructs us to constantly pray, constantly seek out his guidance, his spirit, put on the armor and go out and war in a way that God teaches us to war, you know, and it's not through hate. And I know I have to work hard because I don't like hating anybody. Thank God I'm not jealous of anyone, so I don't really harbor a lot of hate, but I do hate things. I hate evil people, you know. I hate people who don't care about other people. So, see, I still have some hate going on, but to me I think it's like a righteous hate. You know what I mean? I would like to justify that as a righteous hate, and I'm sure some of you guys out there who are listening can agree with me. That, you know what, hate depicts a person's character. It tells a lot about a person's heart. And I by no means want to fall in that category. You know why? Because people who are hateful, they're mean. You know that. And if you're mean and you're walking around with this emotion characterizing a lot of meanness and hatefulness, that means more than likely you're a miserable person. Anyone who harbors some sort of hatefulness in their heart toward anyone, for that matter, they're definitely miserable. And we can almost imagine where their destination will end. We're pretty much positive about that because God is not about that. And we know what he says he will do about evil. And how he will reward evil people. So, you know, guys, I just want to ask you a question. My question is this. If you look at someone and you see that person and you see they're looking well and they're doing good and they, you know, do you really get upset? Do you look at it and say, wow, look at it. I think they're this and I think they're that. Or are you making presumptions about that person, then you know what? That's a little seed of hate because you know what? You can have what they have. God has something for everybody if they're willing to seek out what that is, trust God in his plan for their life. And sometimes it may not be the fabulous life. You know, I had to learn that the hard way. Because I wanted the fabulous life, you know. I wanted to just, I like the fast life, okay. I used it because I'm a Californian, you know, my family, most of them are from the East Coast, and, you know, we were like pretty much fast-paced bred. I mean, we were bred in a fast-paced environment. So I kind of liked it that, but the Lord said, no, that's not what I want for you. That's not what I want for you. I want you to walk that narrow gate. I want you to not seek out the worldly pleasures. You know, I want you to seek me. So I had to learn that, and I thank God for that revelation, because I don't want to be hateful in it. And it's just, so what I'm going to do in the next program, I'm going to disclose this guy, this author, and this program, and you guys can actually go through and download it for yourself and just check it out. You know, see if it's something that you definitely, you know, you never know, something that may be able to offer you some introspect and some perspective, and just kind of look deep down in within and say, wow, you know, am I a lover or am I a hater? I'm a lover, guys. I love. That's why when anything or something that gets into my life or comes into my life that causes me some sort of negative emotions, I have to go through the process of elimination and get rid of that, because I see a lot of hate running rampant in our culture, in our society, our nation, our world. And guess what? I know, I'm mature enough to understand that, again, as I mentioned before, it will not end until the second coming of Christ. We know this. That is also outlined to us in Revelations, in the book of Revelations. But when you look at the word and it tells us, I mean, these are some interesting verses. I mean, oh, my God, that, what is that verse in Psalms? I want to say it's around Psalms 58, somewhere in there. It says the wicked are estranged from the womb. What do you say? They speak lies. They go astray from birth. They're strangers to God, going against the grain. Can you imagine? But God knew that, and that's why he offered us a way out. So when we look at all this hate that's going around, let's just ask ourselves, are we contributing to this hate to a certain sense? Can, you know, or are we actually protesting against it, and that we're doing our best to let our light shine and doing our best to love people and even the unlovable. God does not expect us to just eat with the enemy and sit with the enemy and sleep with the enemy. He's not saying that. He's saying, listen, there is an art to loving. There is a discipline to loving, because, yes, you will be wounded. You will be hurt. You will be deceived. You will be oppressed. There will be obstacles and challenges that will discourage you. He's saying, yes, all of these things will definitely cause you to harbor some sort of antipathies within your heart, some sort of hate or some dislike toward whatever the object is. It can be just the system as a whole. You know, we see so much going on. I cannot count on my hand how many people have come to me. I hate our government. I hate our president. I hate, because people are so frustrated, and I can definitely relate to that. But you know what? There is a way out, and that way out is praying to God, going, trusting in God, because if you don't believe in him, I believe in him. I know there's some unbelievers out there, but I'm going to tell you right now, I truly believe in him, and I believe in the Trinity, and I believe that, you know, when someone wound me or hurt me and caused me to want to harbor hate in my heart, I definitely have to get down and pray and say, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I pray for my enemy. I pray for my foe. I pray for those who don't like me, or I pray for those who are trying to throw a wrench in my way. I pray for those who are trying to stifle me. So you take care of them, but yet help me to love them, because this is what you command me to do. And I want to be straight, you know, with this, keeping on the real. I know that all these things that are coming to pass with the ISIS group and all these killing, you know, people randomly going into malls and all these acts and random acts of hate, you know, God is still in control, because he says that until we as people call on him and trust him and not make other gods our idol, that these things will happen. They're going to happen anyways, because this is what our world, I mean, just because of one, you know, the fall of man, Adam and Eve, we're trapped, guys, until Jesus Christ comes back and take us up with him and redeem us. And so, and we will ascend into heaven with him. He's going to take the lovers with him, not the haters, but the lovers. So, yeah, we haters by nature, but guess what? There is a way out. There's no room for hate. Hate hurts. Hate destroys, hate deteriorates. And so I'm going to get into some really deep, fun questions, if you will. It's going to be more like how can I characterize this? I don't want to give it all away. I want you guys to be really, really looking forward to this. And so I don't want to give it all away, but it's going to be something. Some series of questions that's going to help you depict and help you just kind of look through, you know, look inside, just kind of seek some introspect within yourself and say, does that characterize me? And you can determine whether you are truly a lover or a hater. You know, I can remember growing up, and because, don't get me wrong, my life growing up as a child was by no means perfect, but I was a happy kid. I was a happy child because, I mean, you know, I was nurtured in a lot of love. And my family, we had a, you know, we shared a great deal of love amongst each other. So we, you know, we, one thing about it, you know, we were all supportive. Since we grew up under an older generation, they were able to display a lot of love. And so It was just interesting that as growing up, I would smile at people, and I think I've mentioned this before, and I thought everybody had to smile back at me because that's who I was. And I can remember at 8, 9 years old, I would just, hi, you know, and people would just look at me. Now, I'm talking about 30, 35, 40 years ago, so we can imagine how it's progressed, you know, to date, I mean, just in gotten more and more severe in nature. But I'd be like, wow, he mean or she mean, and you know. But that's the inevitable truth. We are haters by nature. So listen, guys, I got some fun stuff. Now, next week we're doing our Father's Day special. For all the fathers, that's right, I got something for you guys. I'm putting it together. And then we're going to resume part two of Haters by Nature. It's going to be real deep, and it's going to help you guys really determine if you are a hater or a lover. Guys, this has been D-Love, and I just want you to hang in there, stay strong, and keep love alive.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature.